This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around New York City, and we get to listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear those songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all of the latest episodes, and you might even find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Jack Van Cleef. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, I was excited about today's session because I actually got to see Jack perform at South by Southwest in a really intimate retail clothing store last year. And it was cool to see his progression over the course of this past year. He's kind of blowing up right now. What was it like to have him in the studio and to talk to him and to listen to these beautiful songs?
He's a very humble young man, and he himself is surprised at how fast and how quickly his career is taking off. And, you know, we talked about how he was so surprised that his song Rattlesnake reached as many people and went as far as it did. And, you know, it was a viral sensation online. Zach Bryan himself covered it and then actually reached out to him and said, "Can we please do this song together? I'll fly you and your friends up to New York City to Electric Lady Studios to record it." And, you know, you can't say no to an offer like that. So, you know, he's being wooed, you know. So at the same time, I think he really expressed well that, you know, he has dealt with his fair share of struggles in stepping into this next phase of his life from, you know, having a very regimented lifestyle of being in school and having that cycle to go through, and then coming out on the other end of that and having to sort of make your own new routines and figure out what to do and get yourself motivated to, you know, see your friends and be productive. It's definitely a challenge, and one that he works through on this new album, JVC, which is his sophomore release.
Yay. And what is the first song that we're going to hear him and his band play in this session?
We had to start with Rattlesnake. That's the one that I think is kind of his calling card right now. And a lot of people know that album. It's performed differently, obviously, than the album. Zach Bryan didn't show up to our session. There's no horns, but he does have a knockout band with him. And on the other side of this, you will get introduced to them. But in the meantime, here is Jack Van Cleef and band performing Rattlesnake live in Studio A.
Touch in Tennessee, freedom's got the best of me. Goddamn my opportunities, goddamn this easy living. Gasping for the mountain air, crawling up the campus stairs. My throne is an electric chair, I'm stunned with indecision. For upgrades on my soul, tearing through an open road, questioning my moral code and screaming at a windshield, knowing better all along, knowing all I know is wrong, throwing up my alcohol, am I making this a big deal? My school is just a big white house to some punk ass kids from out of town. They stay up late and talk real loud, and sometimes I feel like kicking them out. Thank you. was or most of the time. Obsessed with sex and suicide. The dreams of Texas girls gone by. I lie like California, stumbling over all the states, mumbling like a basket case. Oh, love is like a rattlesnake. Before it bites, it tries to warn you. Just cooing for the rattle's noise. Past, I found a western diamond back. It blocks my self-destructive path. I laugh, it shakes its tail. Says if you hurt all of your friends and disappear around the bend, you bet you come right back again and try to love though you may fail.
A live version of Rattlesnake here in Studio A at WFUV. That was a great song from Jack Van Cleef. You've probably heard it before. It's kind of a big deal. So is Jack. That song performed a little bit differently than the one on the album. But we are in Studio A with not only Jack Van Cleef, but a whole slew of very talented musicians. Jack, can you introduce the rest of your band?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have Ethan Fortenberry on the banjo and electric guitar, singing background vocals as well. Josh Warren to my left, audience right, playing the bass, singing those background vocals. And Aaron Kroc on the back, playing drums.
So these guys are your homies. You've known these fellas for a long time. You went to school with them?
I did, yes. Yeah. Ethan and I met my first week of school at Belmont University in Nashville. So we've been friends for coming up on 10 years now. Josh and I met shortly after that, and Aaron a little bit more recently, but they've been close collaborators in Nashville for a long time and have helped me shape these songs out for years.
Now, if I did not know you, I would assume that you are just born and raised in Nashville.
Oh.
But you're actually a California dude.
I am. I'm from San Diego. That's funny. The drawl must be kind of rubbing off on me.
It is. You do have a slight drawl already.
My mom's from South Georgia, so I was like somewhat familiar with the accent beforehand. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think I'm guilty of definitely being influenced by the accent now.
But you're not anti-California, are you?
No, not anti-California. I never picked up, I'm from San Diego area. I never picked up surfing, which felt like the main activity there. So I kind of felt called to go somewhere else for a long time. Yeah, seeing the saturation of music and talented musicians in Nashville kind of sold me on that to go there for school and spend the rest of my time there.
It must feel good to find your people, too.
Oh, 100%. That's been the main thing with the band that I have and the people that I work with to record this music. As soon as I met them, it felt like I had friends for life, and that was just such a gift.
That's so cool. And speaking of a gift, that song, wow, could you have anticipated how far it would go and how many fans, including Zach Bryan, that would get into it?
No, did not anticipate that. Since I started playing it live in Nashville, I wrote it in 2017, shared it around with some friends at local gigs, and they were always very supportive of it. But when I recorded it, I was very nervous, like, is it still going to have the same magic that they saw in it? And it was extremely affirming to see that people still dug it and liked it, and the support from Zach and from Noah Kahn.
Because Zach had been covering it, and Noah Kahn loved it. He was like, come on tour with me.
Yeah.
So then you went on tour with Noah, and Zach loved it so much, he started covering it. And not only did he cover it, he was like, you know what, let's just do it together.
Totally, yeah. He sent me an Instagram message and said, I'll fly you and the band up to New York again, which was just all me and my best friend. So we were excited about that, and said, let's record at Electric Lady. And it was just a great experience.
It has to be a great experience. I mean, Electric Lady, no less. What a storied recording studio. And like everybody records there these days.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the coolest kids.
Totally.
So you're in good company.
Yeah, definitely. I was actually very, very nervous to go in there because everyone, you know, was filling me in on the history of the studio. And if it weren't for Zach being there in person to record with me, I think I would have overthought it and the recording process wouldn't have gone as well. He has a great knack for just following creative impulses and making it fun in the studio where I can get kind of perfectionistic. So I'm really grateful to him for making it so fun and kind of changing my perspective on the recording process in there.
Like just letting loose and
exactly.
Not, yeah, just not worrying about getting stuff wrong.
Totally.
Yeah.
Following inspiration.
Yeah.
And when you have something good, knowing it's good and stopping there rather than pushing it to the breaking point.
That's hard to do, though, isn't it? How do you know when you're done?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Even the songwriting process for the songs on the record, I struggled with that a lot.
Like Couch Potato.
Yeah.
Tell me about the making of this song.
Yeah, that's a great example of one where I didn't know if I knew when to stop. Josh, who was playing bass, was always a supporter of the song. I've shared it to him in its earliest form, and he just encouraged me to, I think, call it done when it was done. And the song's kind of about that a little bit, feeling lazy, being down on yourself for your work ethic, maybe not appreciating how much work you actually are doing. And even if you are doing a lot of work, you aren't, you feel like you are, you feel like you aren't, you deserve a break at some point.
All right, well, let's hear it now. Live in Studio A, we've got Jack Van Cleef and band performing Couch Potato.
Oh, you can blame it on the Pisces fish that swim in circles round and round your fluid soul. While the water's going down, both those guppies gonna drown in the bottom of the toilet bowl. No one has the answer for you or the cancer living in your dumbstruck mind. When you set something in action, then you watch it happen till you're bored or out of time. Oh, it's no pleasure to live a life out of love. Think this would go better if you shot yourself in the tub. Oh, a decade in the making, cast potatoes baking underneath the blazing sun. Everybody's getting hungry, running out of money. Call me when the sun. Baby, write a new song. There's nothing left to go on. Nonetheless, to pay the bills. Oh, and anything could go wrong. I'm going back to Tucson. Remote controls and little white pills. Boy, it's no wonder you're such a fool for the drug. Cause when you go under, it's easier to look up. You spend your time finding a precious new way to exit your mind. In front of the TV, taking it easy to die. Comfortably warm is your comforter, more like a cage. Every motion, you're only rolling in your grave. you spend your life. You work like a dog all damn day, come home at night, hoping that someone will say you deserve a break. Sit down on the couch, you deserve a break. You're too hard on yourself, son, you deserve a break. Sit down on the couch, you deserve a break. You're too hard on yourself, you're too hard on yourself.
A live version of Couch Potato here in Studio A by Jack Van Cleef. And you deserve a break, my friend. Sit down in front of this mic and tell me how great it feels to finally have this sophomore record done. And let me tell you, it's called JVC, obviously, Jack Van Cleef, and it's got teeth.
The
record's really got teeth. Why did you put an x-ray of your teeth on the cover of this album?
I was at the dentist and I walked by the screen after they'd taken my x-ray and saw this panoramic x-ray they had taken. And yeah, my first thought was like, that could be fun album art at some point. And I was like, can I have that? And they a few emails later finally sent it to me. But yeah, it was something that had just popped into mind. And when we decided to call the record JVC, it just felt like the right choice for, you know, it's a semi-self-titled record. The x-ray is a look literally inside my head. So felt like kind of the right metaphor.
But he also has great teeth. So they're very straight.
<Thank you. laughs>
They're perfect teeth. So if you had crooked teeth, this probably wouldn't have ended up on the cover.
I'm glad it looks, I feel like in real life, like teeth look more crooked than they do on the x-ray. Maybe they like photoshopped it to
we make it look photoshopped better. Straight white teeth.
That's right.
Over here. And didn't you tell me that like some dentists were getting into touch with you to talk about the
Yeah, when I announced the record, I posted the album art on my Instagram, and I got like probably five or so comments from either dentists or dental hygienists that were like, from a dental perspective, the teeth look good. And I'm like, great, it's great to hear. Apparently, they can see there's no cavities.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great. I see your earrings here.
Yes, that was what I really loved about the photo. And actually, I thought of it first for album art for my song Smoker that talks about smoking habits, obviously, and there's a line about pierced ears in it, another story of getting into why that's in the lyrics, but I just thought it represented both of those things, so I thought maybe it would be single art at first, and ended up using it for the full album art.
Let's talk a little bit about the theme of the record. You were kind of going through this period of anxiety and self-examination and newfound freedom since graduating from college, so you were like, oh, it's up to me to make all of the choices and do all the things now. So this is your way of figuring out how to so you figured it out, how to be an adult.
I did not.
How do you do that?
I did not figure it out.
I still haven't figured it out.
Yeah, no, this is just a documentation of process of starting to figure it out, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think the end of the record does offer you a bit of like a beacon of hope, kind of moment of levity at the end. But yeah, there's a lot of dark struggling with, like you said, great way to say it, newfound freedom and everything that comes along with that. I was not prepared at all being plunged into my own life after college, after living a life of just doing what I'd been told. I was a good student and I didn't realize how much of my identity rested in that. And I dreamed of the day that I was going to be governing my own life, making my own decisions, getting to write whenever I wanted. And as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, this feels like a lead weight on my shoulders at every waking moment. Yeah, not to scare any of the college listeners that are heading towards graduation right now, but it can be tough. And I just hope that the record provides some solace for people that are going through something similar.
Now, post-graduation, what do you miss most about those days when you didn't have to, you know, figure everything out on your own? What is the one thing that you miss the most?
I would say probably the routine is the biggest thing. I didn't realize how much it helped me feel free in other aspects of my life. Having that defined structure might be a better way to put it than routine in my waking schedule. That and a built-in social circle where I was guaranteed to see friends every day. That got tough to make sure that I was making time to go see my friends and have some moment of levity every day.
But it does help when you actually work with your friends.
It does, yeah.
Yes.
So
and that's you get to go on tour with your friends.
And tour has been absolutely the light at the end of the tunnel for me. As soon as I got on the road, I realized like, oh, I can feel normal again. And someone pointed out to me that's because of the friends also, but all the structure of touring. I thought it was the chaos at first, but it's actually the most structured part of my life. I know, give or take, kind of what I'm doing every day.
Give us a brief, loose structure of a touring schedule.
So you'll wake up and you're either driving to a city that day or you drove there the night before. If you got there the night before, then you're waking up and you have the morning to kill, at least. But then you're going in for sound check and you're loading in sound check. You have to be there at certain times for that and setting up the merch booth, making sure that you're ready to go by doors or shortly after that to play the set. However, that's all from experience of opening for people on the road. So coming up will be my first time running the show myself. So I'm sure there'll be some differences.
That's so exciting. Are you like scared and anxious and nervous and happy? All of those in one beautiful, strange package?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, yes. 100%. All the anxiety and all the excitement.
Good, good. So you're going to do one last song for us, and that is Green. And this is a lyrically dense, rapid-fire song.
Sure is, yeah.
It's kind of different from the rest of the album.
Yeah.
Talk about the structure of this particular song and what made you kind of present it in the way that you have, which is, you know, a little bit different. Like Couch Potato was kind of a shuffling, you
sure.
know, moving song, but like Green is coming right at you.
It is, yeah. I'm not sure if I could say exactly what made me do that. I was inspired by the color green. It had come up in conversations
it
quite
ain't
a
easy
bit.
Being green.
No, it's not.
But go green or go home.
That's yep.
Right?
Yep. I got a Marvin the Martian sticker that
there
says that on there.
Nice.
I was inspired by the color. Had come up in some conversations with some friends. I'd watched The Green Knight shortly before writing the song. And I was just thinking about it in quite a few different aspects. But the song ultimately for me revolves around the environment and Mother Nature and how powerful Mother Nature is. The environmentalist question, I guess, of if we're trying to save the planet or if we're trying to save ourselves, ultimately it's the same at the end of the day because nature will find a way to get rid of us if we can't get with the program. So that's what the song's about. It's kind of meant to be a scary song, meant to show, I guess, the all-encompassing nature of green in this situation, which I think is probably why I throw so many lyrics at you really fast to try to, it's meant to overwhelm you a little bit.
Do you ever get overwhelmed thinking about all of the lyrics that you have to spit out?
Luckily, I don't. Remembering lyrics is something that I've felt very lucky is easy for me until I have a single drop of alcohol. I don't know how that happens, but it's the first thing out the window.
Oh.
I have like a sip of something and I'll get up on stage and I'll forget lyrics.
So you do not drink before a show?
Can't drink before. I'll have one right after to
kind
of bring me back down.
Yeah.
But I can't drink before.
All right. Well, thank you so much for going clean with us today. I can tell you know all of the lyrics right now.
Hey, thank you.
You know, and this is
sobriety
public radio.
There.
I can't offer you a beer. I feel like after Couch Potato, I should have offered you a beer.
Oh, no.
Because like, you do deserve a break, but I want you to keep working.
We got
to
play tonight. So
we got to play tonight. So it's anyway, we don't have beer. It's public radio. You can have water.
I've got the coffee and the water.
And
that'll work for
stay
now.
Stay hydrated, my friends.
We'll do.
Okay. All right. And we're going to hear Green here in Studio A from Jack Van Cleef. This song is off the new album JVC, and they are here on WFUV.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Get you like the carpet of the jungle. Green is everywhere. Green is not a quitter. You're in trouble, cause green is gonna win in the end. Green is blood red. Green is life in color. Green is death. It's a big mess. Green coming down from the walls in your bathroom. Green is not afraid. Green can save you from green doom. Green has been around for a long time, longer than your credit card. Green is in your lover's eye, waiting on you. Say green as it always was, as it's always gonna be. Green, no matter where you run, it's an inevitable. Hey, green, 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 green. Green was in the midst of the first man. Green was under fingernails and beds even back then. There's nothing like green in the world or the next one. Green will give you everything, it's good for the children. Green is in the trash, green was a gift from the sun to the grass. Green is here at last, green is on a bill in the house on the Senate floor. Green is at the corner store picking up a couple more cigarette butts to eat. Green, as it always was, as it's always gonna be. Green, no matter where you run, it's an inevitability. Green, 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 green. Well, try as you might to forget it when you go to bed, when you wake in a sweat and stream. Green is for the bugs in the bayou. Green is like a cannibal. Your screen has got a tongue and wants to try you. Green was in your ears as a small child when you walked a green mile. Green is in a big smile sticking in between you. See, green, as it always was, as it's always gonna be. Green, no matter where you run, it's an inevitability. Green, 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 green. Green, green, green.
That was Jack Van Cleef performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Jack and his band for joining us in our studio and to Dual Tone Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, Jack Tomasi, and Nadia Garriga. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Ina Volovich. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.